Well, it certainly was earlier. At this hour, the numbers are smaller. But earlier today, we heard some arguments along fairly predictable lines. Chambers of Commerce from northern Wisconsin, business groups from southern Wisconsin teamed up to say why this bill is a good bill that would bring thousands of jobs to the state, to companies that make mining equipment from Milwaukee, Joy Global, and Bucyrus. Now, Caterpillar testified in favor, saying they might get a slice of the action if there's more mining equipment needed in northern Wisconsin. On the other side of the coin, some repeats of some earlier concerns raised by Native American tribes from northern Wisconsin, and also environmental groups saying too far, too fast. They don't necessarily oppose mining, but they don't like the way this bill would weaken some environmental protections, especially things like contested case hearings, other concerns about groundwater and surface water.
There's been some concerns raised today about how this bill came about and where it's going.
Well, one of the most frequently asked questions by Democrats at the hearing on the committee is, who wrote this bill? There seemed to be a lack of any firm sponsors stepping forward to identify who is sponsoring this legislation. There's also some concerns about this right now being the only scheduled hearing on this bill in Milwaukee, 300 miles from where the mine would be. There are some promises about possibly adding another hearing or two in northern Wisconsin, but that has not been firmed up just yet. And there's also been some, even some concerns by Assembly Republicans on this bill saying maybe we need to make some changes, but we need specific ideas from those who are raising the concerns.